to Magneta Lane. Haven't listened to them in a while. I just thought they went really nicely with Lee Shirley's and the Linda Lindas. Just some nice kind of rocky, kind of punky female-led musicians there. Just was kind of laughing at the titles of some of these songs. We got Overwhelmed and Unprepared, House on Fire, all in my head. We're getting better though. We're gonna be okay. So next after this, we're gonna play Fantastic Negrito, who again is playing Ottawa Blues Fest, and we're gonna hear some Constantines. Just a little bit of nostalgia again there. Nostalgia, you know, it's Throwback Thursday. We're throwing them in there. And then Propagandhi, who have been announced, they're going to be playing the Boom Factory in September. Some Dilly Dally, just because I feel like it. And we're going to wrap it all up for them, this next set, with The Burning Hell. Originally, I think they're originally from Thunder Bay. Could be wrong there. But they're now living near Prince Edward Island. But they've come to town a couple times, I think. So, we'll just enjoy some tunes there. This next set will be kind of classic rock. And then, bolster yourselves, because we got some more punky, slightly louder music to finish things off. Because that's how we like to do things. You're waking up. You're at work. Maybe, or you're enjoying your summer, and maybe you just need that loud music to get you going in. So yeah, my name's Ara. It's Indie Wake Up. It's 9:10 on a Thursday. We're already almost at the weekend again. How did we get here? We made it. Congratulations. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks again for tuning in. I know I'm here by my lonesome. No Cindy. It's weird. But I hope she's having a fantastic time in her travels and looking forward to the new music and stories that she brings back with her from that trip. And again, time for some Constantines.
Yeah. right. Killing cathartic for the soul. You're appalled.
lest Jim Morrison in his Floridian bedroom eyes gaze from the postcard pinned to the gates round his grave at the Père Lachaise. Immortal hormones above or bones below, which one's the real lizard king? Baby, I don't know, let's leave an offering of this compact disc of strange days with the cracked jewel case. You suggest we pay our respects to Oscar Wilde, after all, he's not far. Oh, they put glass around his tomb to prevent lipstick kiss off of wires. But I'm undeterred, so I smooch the barrier. You say gross, you'll get syphilis or something scarier. Let's be on our way, we're on the gutter, but some of us are looking for a bar. Celebrities in cemeteries, let's go see where they are buried. All access passes 6 feet underground. Unlike the unknown and the nameless, a hidden perk of being famous, you get visitors long after you're known, fun to be around. As per his wishes, Grant Parsons' assistant burned his body in Joshua Tree. DIY funeral, by all accounts beautiful, but his family thought it was obscene. And now we're sort of butchering the harmonies in hickory wind in this suburban cemetery as we sing it to him. A for effort, I say, we've come all this way to the outskirts of New Orleans to get a look at celebrities in cemeteries. Let's go see where they are buried. All access passes 6 feet underground. Unlike the unknown and the nameless, a hidden perk of being famous, you get visitors long after you're known, fun to be around. In Oklahoma, I know a spot under watchful stone elephant eyes, where trapeze artists, ringmasters, and other circus folk go when they die. You're surprised to discover they get visitors often, but everybody wants to know how many pounds fit in a coffin. And we're all walking the tightrope of life between here and the big top in the sky. But it occurs to me I've never heard of the great Bethel before. Here I am at his grave and I'm sad that he's muerto and I want to know more. A great golden monument, please make it preposterous. Maybe a bust or a statue on a marble mausoleum. You get the idea, I just wanna be a celebrity in a cemetery. They'll all come see me where I'm buried. Once anonymous and nameless, I'll be posthumously famous. Celebrity in a cemetery. 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 Celebrity in a cemetery.
That was The Burning Hells, Celebrities in Cemeteries. Fun fact for you, the lead singer of that band has a PhD in ethnomusicology and studied the political economy of DIY music. Very cool. Before that, we were listening to some Dilly Dally, some Propagandi, who again are going to be coming to Kingston, some Constantines, and we kicked it all off with Fantastic Negrito, who you can catch again this week at Ottawa Blues Fest. Get ready to get loud. We got some fun, high-energy music to wrap up the last half of this hour with you. It's gone by by so fast. Anyways, we'll start it off with some Japan Droids, a little nostalgia there. And then we're going to listen to a few fun bands, a couple from the States and the UK, one called Squid with a band or a song called Building 650, which was inspired by their first trip to Japan. And then Scowl with Let You Down. And then Piss Jeans with a cover of a Lou Reed song called Waves of Fear. So, you know, if you haven't had your caffeine yet, consider this your oral dose. A-U-R-A-L. Yeah, I spelled that right. I haven't had enough coffee this morning. But, you know, this music's going to be for me, too. Hope you're having a great day. It's again around 9:33 on a Thursday morning here at CFRC 101.9. My name's Ara, and you're listening to the Indie Wake Up Call with me. Thanks so much for tuning in, for hanging out with me, for making this Thursday morning a fun one. Threats of thunderstorms later today. I've given up on the weather forecast for any rain. My plants are very thirsty. Many humans are very thirsty right now too. So this is your reminder that you should stay hydrated. Use your sunscreen. Put on a fancy hat. Stay cool. And keep rocking out with me here on Indie Wake Up Call.
His nose and mouth, a flame could melt almost anything. A shopping mall, some kerosene, I like the shoes, 'cause I've seen everything. Like a murderer saying lonely things. A flame came out, his nose and mouth, a flame. Thank you.
put the ladder. So afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Craziness. We'll be right back.
Well, that was fun. That was some Los Bichos. They're playing Ottawa Blues Fest with a song called Pista. Before that, we had a cover of Waves of Fear, some Scowls, some Squid, and some Japan Droids. This little groovy instrumental is by Mac DeMarco, and it's called Vancouver. So I felt like that was a nice little Canadian touch. We're getting close to the end here, my friends. I think we're going to wrap things up with a brand new release by The Deers. 20 years in the music biz and still going strong. They've got a song called Babe Will Find a Way. I think the last couple songs might be a surprise. I'm kind of mixing and matching, seeing where the vibes take us. Thanks again for tuning in. It's the end of Wake Up Call. My name is Ara. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Big thank you to Black Dog Hospitality, the supporters of this fine program on a Thursday morning. Let's enjoy some Vancouver, then we'll enjoy some Deers, and then we'll see. I think I might go with some LCD sound system, just something kind of light, kind of fun, put a spring in your step as we wrap things up. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll see you here next week.